Well, my boss, Craig Hutchison, is a lateral thinker, and he's come up with this idea that if we do get a season up and running, and it is only 17 rounds or less, that instead of playing each other once, we should actually load it with more blockbusters and have the big teams that have blockbuster games playing each other twice. It's on his podcast, The Sounding Board, that podcast thanks to DrinkWise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. I want to take your calls on whether he's got it right or whether he's got it wrong. Here's Hutchie on The Sounding Board.
Why not, Damo, use this opportunity to manipulate the fixture even more than ever before to maximise what the game needs and the people need more than anything, money and entertainment. I cannot believe that the older and more traditional journalists of our country are still stuck on the idea of a 17-round season of fairness and everyone playing each other once. That is just stupid. Not only is it stupid, it's irresponsible to our sport because we have 100 years of its growth ahead. The obligation of Gill is to make the 17 matches to come as manipulated as possible to make the biggest games happen, to create the most chance of social engagement, one, and cash, two, to feed the next 100 years of our game. And there's no need for everyone plays each other once. That's baloney. It's never been fair. Why would we start making it fair the 1 year we don't need it to be fair?
When can I cut in on this ridiculous argument?
The 1 year we don't need it to be fair is the 1 year they're contemplating doing it.
And I'm listening to you. Already reverting back to the old ways in a period of time when we need to embrace what's required for the future.
Listen to me. The rules of why and why not, which I made up, are simple. You don't have a right of reply to the end.
I'm going
That's
to.
It. You're not. When we return, you can't leave two derbies and two showdowns on the table. Those towns need that more than you could possibly believe. You can't leave two Richmond and Collingwoods go unquestioned. You can't leave the big MCG teams not playing against each other. You can't leave the two Sydney teams and the two Giants teams. Do you really think players want to get on planes when they get back? You've got to manipulate this fixture more than ever before. The season's going to have an asterisk against the Premier anyway, and the fixture has been fixed for 100 years. Let's not get all even to say we're having a fair and integrity competition. What we need is help. The game's on its knees. Five groups, 18 teams. Group one, Adelaide, Port Adelaide, Frio, West Coast. Play each other three times. Play the rest of the comp, some of the rest of the comp, one each. Group two, the northern teams. Sydney, Giants, Lions, Suns. Play each other three times in that group. Group three, the big MCG teams. Call it Richmond, Collingwood, Essendon and Hawthorn. Got to play each other three times. The mid-sized teams next in Melbourne. Got to play each other three times. And the more modest clubs, which is a group of six to left over with, got to play each other, say, twice. I'm not sure the mathematics exactly work out. Someone will work out the tweaks and variants in that. You get the drift. We've got to play the marquee games on scale when we get back because the game needs that momentum more than it needs fairness right now. If you want to try and get a bit fairer next year or the year after, knock yourself out. But if we're going to play 22-round home and away games where we're playing two blockbusters, two Frio West Coast. On good years, which has helped fuel the game, and you've been saving something for a rainy day, as I mentioned on Monday night on Footy Classified. Well, look out the window, guys and girls. It's damn well pouring down. And we need to maximise this fixture. And I see baseball are contemplating a kind of round-robin series in a different format. I'm hearing that in sporting circles. The AFL has to forget one game each team. Oh, my goodness. Don't even think about it.
There is Hutchie on the sounding board, thanks to DrinkWise. You won't miss a moment if you drink wise. Is he on the right tram there or the wrong tram? 1-300-736-736. If we do have a shorter season, if we can't do 17 rounds, if we can only do 14 rounds, if we've got a season that we've only got, well, 7 or 8 weeks to play with, how do you minimise travel, maximise blockbusters? Could we have a knockout where you have a best of three elimination series between the two SA teams? So an elimination series of showdowns, best of three. Elimination series of derbies, best of three. Same with the Q Clash, same with the Battle of the Bridge, and have some elimination best of threes by draw here in Victoria as well. There's some radical thoughts out there. Give us yours, and is Hutchie on the right or the wrong tram? 1-300-736-736. Here with Dwayne Sword, quite a few coming through on the speckled text. Max and John are coming to you shortly on Hutchie's idea. Worst idea I've ever heard, cancel it. It's a joke. That's from Ron. Hutchie's idea is terrible. The suggestion is beyond terrible from another. Your idea is even worse. There's another one. 1-300-736-736. There's a couple that I can't even read out. Max in Williams Landing. Welcome to you, Max.
Good thing. Idea is good. I think if we can keep it at 17 rounds, we keep it at 17 rounds. We have one, each team plays each other once, and then going into 2021, review what's actually how it goes. And if we can go get back essentially to 23 rounds, that would be great. But I think 17 rounds at least. At least, and each team plays each other once. I think that's a normal. That's what I want to see anyway. Mm. But and then another thing with is the AFL that much in crisis at the moment in terms of in debt or with everything that's going on? Because why would they be asking players for 50 for rejecting the 50%? Pay disputes and all that sort of stuff.
Well, it is crisis time. We're thinking of ideas. If you do have an idea or you do or don't like Hutchie's idea, if because of crisis time, we have a reduced season and we only have a couple of months to cram in a quick season. Keep your answers short because it's melted down the phones. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can. Lockie in Beaconsfield. Hutchie's idea. Welcome to you, Lockie.
How are you, mate?
Good, thanks.
That's all right. I understand his idea with 17 rounds. Sorry, with all the things. But if in the future going forward, if there ever is going to be 17 rounds, I think there's got to be State of Origin chucked in it. If not, keep it how it is, 22 rounds, and off we go.
Thanks for your call. 1-300-736-736. Michael and Carolyn Springs, your thoughts?
I don't mind Hutchie's idea. I'd go for three groups of six, maybe, instead of how he broke it down. And the other thing I think is if there is 17 game season this year, then, and it's feasible, play each other once and then next year flip it and play a 17 game season next year and play the reverse fixture at venues.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having more games, not less, again next year. If you've got the scope to play a 22 round season next year, play 22 rounds, but maybe you could actually play some more. 1-300-736-736. Take a few more of your calls after the break. I'll read out a few of your speckled texts that are readable on air without making it my last ever day on air. And Matt Keenan's isolation diary as well. Plenty to come on Dwayne's World.